Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. A new device developed for the Pentagon can identify people without seeing their face. Instead, it detects their unique cardiac signature with an infrared laser, as our heartbeat can be used as a way to tell us apart. Other long-range biometric techniques exist, including gait analysis, but gaits, like faces, are not necessarily distinctive, and you can disguise or hide your face, unlike your heartbeat. Millions of Dell PCs are vulnerable to a new attack. The issue is a third-party component of its support assist tool. A researcher found issues several months ago, and new ones were uncovered with the PC Docker component that could also allow remote code execution and subsequently fixed by Dell. Dell says everyone should be protected by now with automatic patch routines. An advisory group to the European Union has suggested that the body bans systems of rating individuals automatically. In its latest report, the EU's high-levels expert group on artificial intelligence says that AI-enabled mass scale of scoring of individuals should be banned. In addition, instances where AI and big data could be used to identify national security threats should be tightly regulated. The group was charged with finding ways of making AI trustworthy and human-centric in a future that will grow to depend upon it. Many of the recommendations by the team of experts that includes people from Google, IBM and Oxford University are sensible and common sense. They include tools to empower people to learn about AI, training citizens to harness its powers, and ensure transparency. Google announced yesterday that it is introducing new transit crowdedness predictions in its Maps app. Now you can see how crowded your bus, train or tube is likely to be before heading out on your commute. Google is basing these details on past rides. For months, Google has been asking some people to use Google Maps to provide additional details about the level of crowdedness of their transit trips. After completing their trips, riders were given four options: many empty seats, few empty seats, standing room only, or cramped standing room only. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.